MSNBC made it official last week. Former presidential candidate Pat Buchanan has been fired as a political commentator from its popular TV news network. MSNBC's president, Phil Griffin, who apparently takes orders from his Jewish bosses at NBC, namely owner Brian Roberts and CEO Jeff Zucker, justified Buchanan's firing, saying that his views are not appropriate for national dialogue. But Buchanan himself calls his dismissal the shadow workings of a blacklist aimed at quashing alternative views that oppose the prevailing Zionist line.
MSNBC has announced that it has parted ways with Patrick J. Buchanan, who was one of the few conservative voices on that network. In a statement released last night, MSNBC said, quote, after 10 years, we have decided to part ways with Pat Buchanan.
What bothers me about what's going on now, Sean, is this. It is quite clear that the people and the others are saying what Buchanan says doesn't deserve to be heard. We don't want to challenge it. It simply should be purged from the air. I think they're engaged in a blacklist, Sean.
What MSNBC refuses to admit that its decision to fire Buchanan is largely due to a relentless smear campaign waged against Buchanan by the powerful Jewish lobby, the Anti-Defamation League, known as the ADL. The ADL's lead crusader, Executive Director Abraham Foxman, who often dons a Jewish yarmulke to underline his spokesmanship of the Jewish religion, which under Foxman's representation has become a highly politicized lobby, has been hell-bent on getting Buchanan off the air for months, if not years, often calling Buchanan an unrepentant bigot. The crisis came to a head last November when Foxman penned a letter to MSNBC calling for Buchanan's dismissal due to his new book, The Suicide of a Superpower, in which, according to Foxman, Buchanan shows himself to be an inveterate bigot, a racist, and blasphemy of blasphemies, an anti-Semite. Now, what exactly are Buchanan's bigoted and anti-Semitic views that the ADL has now censored from what was once free and public discourse? Foxman begins by denouncing Buchanan's outrageous claim that the suicide of America includes its program of open immigration, leading to the balkanization of America and the undermining of a uniform national consensus. Foxman also cites Buchanan's criticism of Jewish Elena Kagan's appointment to the Supreme Court, by which Jews, who represent less than 2% of the U.S. population, will have 33% of the Supreme Court seats. Buchanan rightly asks, is this the establishment's idea of diversity? Foxman then goes on to smear Pat Buchanan by calling him a racist white nationalist and justifying MSNBC giving him the axe due to a particular chapter entitled The End of White America in Buchanan's latest book. Buchanan again defends himself, underlining the importance of divergent views being aired on what has become a one-sided public venue, especially with regard to the white Christian issue.
In your last book, you did have a chapter, The End of White America. What did you mean by that title?
My point is that an ethnic core, in other words, the fact that we were a Western and European people predominantly, and we had 10% African Americans, this was one of the strengths of this country as well as the culture. If you remove the ethnic core of a country, I think you imperil the unity of the country and the culture, and which comes out of the religion. If the religion goes and the culture goes and the ethnic core go and the language goes and they've got all languages and all groups and many religions, what holds a people together?
Indeed, our Christian religious core, under attack by the Jewish Anti-Defamation League, has in the past held us together as a unified nation. After all, Buchanan protested, I am a Christian. And this is where the battle for the souls of men and women is being waged, my friends. Powerful Jewish lobby groups like the ADL and their synagogue partners who own the mainstream media, by all appearances, are waging war against the Christian church, and the stranglehold grows tighter and tighter. But like Buchanan, I also am a Christian, fighting Christ's enemies until we see their inevitable defeat.